This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On the studio today, I did say Gutige Namhlanje. It is the 1st of March, and March is TB Awareness Month. And we do have Dr. Ngobese from MUT, and uzobe esitshela kabanzi about the infection TB and about the TB Awareness Month. Ake simamukele. Sanibona.
Sawubona. Sanibona my listeners. Sanibona my students. Sanibona my staff members. How are you this morning?
Siyaphila njani?
I'm fine.
I'm also good. I like your energy. I like your energy, doctor. It's infectious.
Well, I speak wellness. I speak health.
Nice. And number one, thank you so much for that. Welcome to MET Radio and on the TB Awareness Month. Maybe before we can even get into, understanding the infection itself, can you just maybe tell us more about the TB Awareness Month and actually what's it about?
Okay. All right. TB Awareness Month is March. The actual day is the 24th of March, but we use the whole of March to conscientize people about TB, create awareness,
yes,
and get people to do the right things. What do I mean by the right things? The right things are being vigilant, being aware that TB is around, and then obviously engaging in the whole healthy lifestyle behaviors that will prevent TB, encouraging people to go for screening for TB, and then for those who are on treatment to actually be encouraged to stay on treatment, and we motivate them to go on. And then for those who have got other people they live with who have TB, we also encourage them to go for screening, because they might also be carriers and may not have active infection, but they will have latent TB, and that also needs to be managed.
Okay, no, definitely. Thank you for that one. Now, let's get into it. What is TB exactly?
TB, it's a bacterium, right, that causes an infection, which we just abbreviate as TB, right? So when you say you've got tuberculosis, it means that you actually are infected with the TB bacterium. It can cause chest symptoms. That's quite common. It can also land in other organs in your body. Put it like this. Once TB gets into your system, because nobody gives it a script, it can land anywhere.
Okay.
It hasn't gone to school to be taught where to land and where not to land. And it has not been to MUT where it understands that there are procedures and policies.
Yeah.
So it's a bacterium that we know commonly causes chest infections, but can land in your brain. It can land in your lymph nodes. It can land in your stomach. It can land in your liver. It can land anywhere, pretty much. But commonly, because it is a bacterium that is, it's a respiratory bacterium, meaning it spreads through the air, it's airborne.
Yeah.
Most of the infections are in the lungs or in the respiratory tract.
Okay.
Now, you said, what is it? In terms of disease, what it does is that it causes a very serious infection, in that, number one, you will start to cough. You will have chest symptoms like coughing, you may cough blood, you start sweating profusely, particularly at night, even when it's cold, you lose weight, you lose appetite. So this just goes to show that some of the symptoms of TB go beyond the chest. Although it might be in your chest, but the fact that you start to lose weight is saying to you that it has affected your whole body. You may even get things like dizziness. You may even get things like bone pain. It all pretty much depends on how severe and where it landed and where it is mostly affecting your organs. But you stand a better chance of surviving the infection if you diagnose it early, get it treated, and make sure that you treat it long enough for the infection to go. But also, my favorite topic, if you stay healthy, people who have healthy lifestyles generally have more resilience to infection.
Mm.
Meaning you make sure that you eat the right foods, you keep the right weight. If you've got any chronic diseases like diabetes, cancer, you make sure you keep them under control. And then you just generally make sure that you engage in healthy behaviors like exercise, sleep regularly. You know, if you take care of your garden, your garden will give you the right fruit.
Yeah, definitely.
Your garden being your body.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Now, how does one become infected again with TB?
Like I said, TB is a respiratory virus mostly.
Mm.
Meaning, if somebody coughs in the room and they have TB, they will have what we call droplets of infection in the air that they were coughing to or that they were talking to.
Mm.
So when other people walk into that room, they can inhale it, and that's how they can acquire the infection, which is why it's important when we have infections like that, not only COVID, that we encourage ventilation. We encourage, remember the unpopular social distancing?
Yes.
It doesn't only apply to COVID. It also applies to respiratory infections in general.
And so we need to keep it going.
We need to keep it going, you know.
Thank you,
keep
doctor.
To yourself.
Thank you, doctor. Hopefully people are listening.
Yeah, I hope so. And you keep to yourself. Make sure that you maintain the same hygiene. Wash your hands. You know, those universal precautions that were put in place for COVID very much apply for TB as well.
TB as well.
Although TB is not as infectious, right? But remember that I said, whether you get the infection or not depends on how healthy your garden is. The healthier your body is, the more resilient you are to getting things like TB. Because put it like this, you walk around the malls, you go to places where there's, I mean, like stadiums, where there's lots of people, where you walk into a bus, chances are you'll come across somebody who's got TB. But you don't get TB every day. So it's not just the bacterium that causes the infection. It's all these other factors that come together to create a cocktail that makes you susceptible. Meaning if you've got low immunity, if you've got poor ventilation where you live, if you've got, for example, things like diabetes, if you've got old age like me, you are more likely to get TB than people who are young. So it's things like those that actually create a whole cocktail of things that become risk factors for TB being converted into an active infection.
Wow. Okay, now can we please just recap on the symptoms and actually what a person should do if they experience the signs and symptoms of TB?
Okay, let me talk about signs and symptoms. I think Sister Bongi wanted me to do that anyway. You'll probably get chest pain. And it's not chest pain that's not for 2 days. Guys, please don't come to the clinic because you've been coughing for 2 days. It's a chest pain that is persistent. And then you also get excessive cough that lasts for more than 2 weeks.
Okay.
And usually it's productive of mucus or blood-stained mucus. It's not a dry cough. And like I said earlier, you will feel weak. You will feel tired. You may lose appetite. Most people do. And then because of that, you may lose weight. You may have a fever, meaning that you feel hot even when it's cold. And typically people sweat at night. They will tell you they have night sweats if they've got TB. And then they also sometimes have chills where you get episodes of feeling hot and feeling cold. When you get those symptoms, what do we want you to do? We want you to come to the clinic to be screened. Once you become come to the clinic to be screened, if we think that there's evidence that you might have TB, then we'll book you for a specific test. There are days on which people who test come on site, and they'll either do a sputum test or a blood test. Unfortunately, we don't have x-rays. So if we do need x-rays, we'll actually be referred outside. But we do also send people out to be x-rayed if need be.
Now that is actually very good. Now on with regards to institution, Klambe, talking about the safety of students, once the clinic has identified ukuthi the student might actually have TB and they're living at a student residence, what are the actions that, you know, are taken, you know, so that it can also ensure the safety of other students as well?
I like the question.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you walk around, you meet people with TB every day, and you don't know, right? There are many people who have got TB, but you don't get infected simply because there's one person who's infected. That's first thing we need to recall.
Yeah.
Second, a person who has been diagnosed and has started treatment is of much lower risk to you than a person who's walking around undiagnosed. You know, which is why... As soon as a person is diagnosed, once they've had treatment for at least 2 weeks, they are not infectious. So it's not necessary to stigmatize them and isolate them because they are on the mend and they are at low risk of other people. The people that we worry about are the people like you and I who are walking out there thinking we don't have TB and we're spreading it every day. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, no, thank you so much, Doctor. Thank you so much for your time. I'm not sure if Sister would like to say something maybe with regards to Usule TB, TB Awareness, which is on the 24th of March this month. Mhlambe, what's going to be happening on campus, you know, what they'll be doing on campus as well.
Okay, starting from today, the 1st of March, we are going to have a mobile van parked on Anniversary Lane.
Yeah.
They will be providing TB screening. And then testing will be done as it will be dependent on the screening, what the outcome is.
Yes. Yeah.
And then throughout the month, every Wednesday, there will be a van parked on Anniversary Lane providing that service, TB screening. And then on Friday, the 24th of March, that will be the TB Day, TB Awareness Day. So we shall be having an event that will be held at Anniversary Lane. There will be a tent there and there will be a speaker telling us about TB.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Stole. Thank you so much, Dr. Ngobese, for availing yourself right here on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show and actually spreading awareness with regards to the infection TB. Hopefully more students are actually getting screened because Ushilo Dokotela Luguti, you think you're not safe with a person who has been screened and is actually on treatment. Kantige, you are much more not safe with the person who has not screened and actually has not identified the infection. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.